This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do you start with leftism? I mean, it's all around you. Every single day, you witness it. Where do you begin? Where do you start your fight with leftism? And it is a fight. I talk about fighting a lot. I happen to be a fighter, as most of you know. And some of you get irritated. Because, Kevin, come on, we're always talking about fighting. Folks, I can't tell you the biggest fight that you're in the middle of it, and you say to me, Kevin, why do you keep talking about fighting? I'm going to tell you right now, I would kick your bony behind over my politics. Now, that sounds weird, but let me tell you why. Because I get threatened about once every 3 or 4 days. Somebody threatens me with bodily harm of some type. If you had that happen to you, I bet it would be on your mind more than the norm. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. For the record, I accept all threats. I take them. And I accept your wanting to fight. I don't care whether you want to fight metaphorically. I don't care whether you want to fight verbally. I don't care whether you want to fight physically. I accept. Now, I don't like to fight. I grew up fighting. I got trained to fight. And with all that, I don't like to fight. But if you threaten me or my family or my friends or my way of life and my ideology because you believe you're right and you're going to impose your will, I will fight you to my death. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Ooh, he's violent. Angry black man. Oh, yeah, angry black man. You want to know why? Because this black man of the 1960s has watched as most of you cowards out there have done nothing except capitulate to the left and go, it's okay that you marginalize all the black people and put them into ghettos and make them stupid and have them watching BET and listening to Radio 1 living these ethnocentrically racist lives when right before them is the best opportunity you could put in front of anybody? Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad at you, and I'm mad at your counterparts, the other side of the white aisle, who have you in such a state of submission that you're unwilling to talk. You're unwilling to stand up for your doggone selves. So I got to do it. And while we go out there, I'm flying all over the country going, hey, white people, you know, we're doing this project for you. I get asked questions like, Kevin, what's in it for you? Nothing, Mr. Rich White Dude. Nothing is in it for me. Nothing except ridicule and being called names and death threats and all that. That's what's in it for me. Yet I go out and I do it every day. And I don't do it to protect white folks. I do it to protect the way of life that I know this country has provided for me. And you happen to be a byproduct of it. So if I talk about fighting, maybe you should be talking about fighting. I ask this question all the time. What would you do if somebody came up and just slapped the crap out of your daughter or your son? Would you be okay with it? It's happening to you. It's happening to your kids. It's happening to your grandkids. And it will continue to happen. You saw this case of the guy, the NASCAR guy. I talked about it the other day. His dad used the N-word. He's from Ireland. He used the N-word because it was a different context over there. He said it once 30 years ago before this kid was even born, and he lost the kid, the driver, NASCAR driver, lost the contract because of something his dad said over 30 years ago. That is generational racism, and it's going to impact your kids. And you want me to, don't talk about fighting. Let me tell you something. If I'd been his dad, I'd have gone down to that place that whatever it was the sponsor and said, whose butt can I kick? Are you crazy? Are you people that lame to where you don't want my son to represent you because I admit to doing something wrong that I didn't have in context? Is that the world we live in now? Do I need to remind you of all the nonsensical things going on in this world? The hypocrisy of the left? Here's one for you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's campaign spent over $4,000 on Uber, but she announced solidarity with the taxis over the ride-sharing service. That is what the left does. See, I embrace Uber. I embrace Uber on behalf of all the taxi drivers. And if I were a taxi driver, or certainly somebody that owned medallions, I would be looking to sue every city where I got my medallions. I'd say, I'm going to sue you for whatever the value I lose in my medallion, so I can I'm licensed to drive these cabs. I'm going to sue you because you know what? Uber was the way we should have gone anyway. Uber's the way we used to do it. How many people do you think visit a city and then say, look, I can't rent a car, and their buddies go, oh, man, don't worry about it. I'll take you around. We'll boot you around from place to place. Okay. How many people do you think visit a city and say, look, I can't afford to get a hotel. Can I stay with family or friends? Sure, man, no problem. So they go stay with family and friends for no money or a fraction of the cost. I'm talking about Airbnb now. You know why Uber and Airbnb are under fire by the government? Because they take government out of it. Government can't figure out how to tax it. They can't charge you an occupancy tax, a stadium tax, a clean air tax, a telephone usage tax, a poor people tax, when it's somebody's house. They can't do it. That's the reason. And we fight every day. And look, I'm not blaming all of you, because some of you have finally found your, you know what, you've dug them out of the safe or the box and blew off the dust and attached them to your nether regions, and now you're ready to enter the fight. Good for you. If you want to really get into it, volunteer, get involved with us, go donate, promote our movie, Bleeding Blue, go do something, buy my books, because everything that you do allows us to continue to fight. I ain't going to beg you, though. Oh, yeah, I got ethnic. I ain't going to beg you. I don't need to beg you. If you understand how important what it is that my team does, and we get up every single day, whether somebody's made a $10 deposit or whatever, we don't get much more than that, but whatever you've donated, we get up and do the same thing. And we'll do it whether you donate or not. We'll do it whether you go see my movies or not. We'll do it whether you listen to this radio program or not. We'll do it whether you, I don't know, buy my book, whatever. Watch me on Fox. We'll do it. Because we're in this together. This is as much about us as it is about you. We see it as our ideological responsibility to do this. And that's why we do it. You know, we got lots of news coming up. That sounded like a lecture, didn't it? I apologize. It was a bit of a lecture. My producers are going, you were lecturing, bro. Okay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've got a lot of news, folks, a lot of news that's out there. It's floating around out there. It's in the blogosphere. It's on the internet. It's on the cable news networks, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of stuff. I told you guys, good news, bad news. Depends on what you're thinking, how you, your perception, right? It's all a matter of perception. I was on Hannity's radio show the other day, and we were talking about how the left are perceiving things. And I told Sean, I said, I'm confident we will win the House, we'll win the Senate. Kevin, I'm not as confident as you are. And so I went on to explain to Sean all these different polls and the things that are happening and saying, look, man, they love missing the signs. But because you know what happens to us? We get bombarded with leftist news, and the thing we start doing is going, well, I don't know. I mean, this guy did say that 43% of the polling is a positive for Donald Trump. But then again, it is a negative because 57 is bigger than 43. I mean, I went to math class. If only 43% of the people support President Trump, then that means 57% is against him. You can do that math too, right? Yeah. Well, if you want to believe those polls, go for it. I mean, that's the same strategy that Hillary Clinton used in 2016 when she had hope as a strategy. The strategy was that people couldn't possibly want a guy like Donald Trump for president. He's boorish. He can't win. Not to mention, she stacked the deck against him. And I know many of you are going, Kevin, well, they stacked it against Trump right now. Man, we can't get rid of this Mueller investigation. We can't get rid of Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti and Cohen and Manafort and the Russians and all this other stuff. And then I say to you, does Donald Trump seem worried? Do you think Donald Trump goes, you know, to lay down with Melania and he goes, whew, man. They may impeach me in 2018 when the Democrats win. Or do you think Donald Trump goes, disregard the media, the hype, don't believe, I don't believe the polls. Should I go back and get clips of Donald Trump saying, I don't believe these polls? I remember in the primary, Donald Trump was saying, I don't believe them. I don't believe it. On and on and on. It's not, they never let me rise. You notice this, but then it started rising and rising and rising and rising and rising. And there were only two left, Cruz and Kasich. And they were hanging on like a hair on a biscuit until Donald Trump finally flicked them off. And that was the end of that. What are you thinking? You believe in the polls. You believe in the hype. You believe in all these pundits. By the way, pundits who got it so wrong, they should be embarrassed to be on TV. And you folks are out there going, I don't know, Kev, man, I hope you're right, man. See, I don't hope I'm right. I know I'm right. And I will that I'm right. I will take, I don't want to act like Jesus, but I'll take all your your sins of doubt, and I will go to the battlefront and say, we're ready to fight. Because we not only can win, we will win. Do you just reflect for a second. What's your good news? I want you to think back on the time of Obama. Where were you then and where are you now? What's your good news in the 2 years, not even 2 years, that Donald Trump's been in office? What do you go? Is there anything you feel good about? Do you feel good? Have you even considered how you feel? Because I'm going to tell you something. I feel good. I don't want to go all James Brown on you, but I feel good. I couldn't help myself. Like I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I feel good for my prospects. I told you guys, I measure by how many speaking engagements did I do last year? I don't know. Four maybe? I've probably done 12 this year, at least one a month. Going into next year, I'm already booking up. I got to look at a book. Publisher's going, Kevin, you might want to think about a book. Radio show, expanding into new markets. Movie coming out September the 7th, Bleeding Blue. Go check it out in your neighborhood. Hopefully you have. I feel good. I don't know about you. Did you get a raise? Are you able to pay your bills better? Can you go out to dinner one time more than you did before? Are you filling up the car without worrying about the cost of it? That it's taking away from something else? I mean, there's so many things I could talk to you about that the average Joe is feeling good. It may be $17 a pay period. But you know what, man? That buys the old boy some smokes. That fills up a tank of gas. It pays for cable. It's something he didn't have. You got to stop thinking this negativity, man. There are people out there who are feeling this. This is not some esoteric, very collegial thing like, well, you know, if you the way Barack Obama would do it, he would tell you, what Obamacare, you know, if you ever get to the doctor, I don't go to the doctor every day. But you know what I do? I got to buy food. I got to take care of my kids. I got to send something, you know, here or there. I got to do something that's unexpected. And it might be $50. It might be $80. It might be $200. Donald Trump put that back in people's pockets. And don't you dismiss it. This economy is soaring. The stock market through the roof. Trade agreements reworked. Businesses feasting. Treasuries loving it. It's bringing in more money than ever before in the midterms. Did everybody win you were counting on? I don't know. I was for Kelly Ward down here in Arizona because I know her. I think McSally's a McCain, but she's our person. But you know what? I'll move forward with McSally because you can't let Kristen Sinema in. I'm just using her as an example. But what I'm telling you is the midterms for us is going to be a feast. And you may not have got everybody that you like, but I bet you there were people that you were following, like DeSantis maybe. John James out of Illinois. And you went, yeah, Rick Scott out of Florida. And on. And watch what happens now. Watch what happens. So it's good news for us. The good news, and I'll be talking about this in a minute. There was a meltdown on MSNBC because they were expecting Donald Trump. They expect his number to be dropping. They're going, look at Donald Trump making all these mistakes. Look at Donald Trump. He's abroad in all these controversies. How are they looking at these controversies? That's what these people should be asking themselves. But here's the good news about the left. They never check themselves. They don't care. They think they're winning. If somebody says we're winning, you cannot dispute it. Don't come against it. Whatever. We're winning. Oh, boy. So they had the thing for McCain. They buried him. Did his thing at the Capitol. Everybody paid their respects. I didn't go, but not because I wasn't willing to pay my respects. Quite honestly, I considered going, not because I have a lot of respect for McCain, but because I wanted to just see the hoopla around a senator dying. But I didn't go. But I'll find out more about it and let you know. But the left wanted to make some hay with McCain. They really did. And when we come back in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit about that because I've already referenced what Katie Turr had to say. Well, I said a MSNBC media meltdown, but it was Katie Turr. And you're going to find this a very interesting commentary. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, a memorial service was held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Former Vice President Joe Biden was among the men who spoke.
While others will miss his leadership and his passion, even his stubbornness, you're going to miss that hand on your shoulder. The family, you're going to miss the man, the faithful man, as he was, who you would knew would literally, not figuratively, give his life for you.
Talks between Canada and the United States over renegotiating a NAFTA trade agreement are going down to the wire as Washington pushes for a deal by Friday. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, on the trade talks.
Our officials did some work. They prepared some issues for me and Ambassador Lighthizer to take some decisions. And we're about to go in, continue negotiating, and do precisely that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is so much fun to watch the left and how they interpret things. And even when the data comes back and it proves them wrong, they go, I don't understand. Now, you may be saying, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. That's the way most people address me. You may be wondering, what are you talking about? Anything that you approach the left, you say to them, hey, you know, how about those tax cuts? And they go, those tax cuts aren't working. And I don't understand how Donald Trump stays popular because those tax cuts aren't working. And you go, well, he's getting rid of Obamacare. Exactly. He's getting rid of Obamacare and people love Obamacare. Why do his poll numbers keep rising? And you go, well, it's probably because people like his foreign policy and the way he's handling, you know, Russia and China and Iran and North Korea. What are you talking about? It's horrible what he did. It was embarrassing. And they just go on and on and on and on. And they drone on like whiny little babies, which is what they are. And they go, I don't get it. I don't get it. Well, keep saying that, leftists, because the midterms are coming up. And let me give you the famous words of what leftists will be saying the day after the midterm elections are over. I don't get it. Except they're going to be crying in their milk a lot more than you believe, a lot more than you even think is possible. They're going to be mad. Let me play a clip. This is Katie Turr. She's talking about the avalanche of bad news that has occurred for Donald Trump. And she doesn't understand the polling, and they're trying to talk her off the out of her common sense, out of finally soul searching and getting to an answer, and watch how they try to talk her out of it.
Last week was a tidal wave of bad news for this presidency, and this president and his approval ratings stayed the same. So I wonder, I mean, if that's not going to move the needle, is this John McCain thing going to move the needle? And forgive me for being skeptical, because I was under the impression, as was most people, that when Donald Trump came out and said he was not a war hero, he likes the guys that don't get caught, back in 2015, that people would care. And when I went out and I talked to Republican voters, they didn't care at all.
The Republicans don't care, but 43% is both a very high number when you realize that that many people are so deluded as to believe this guy's a good president. But it's also a pretty low number, you know, and a lot of independents have left Donald Trump. They voted for him in 2016. They're not going to vote for him again. They have much more in common with John McCain. So you have to draw a distinction between hardcore Republicans who, as Trump said, he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, they'd still support him, and a much really larger group of people who go in different directions depending on the election.
88% of Republicans still support him. 88%. I, I'm sorry. I start to wonder when we have these conversations and we say, well, this is going to be the breaking point. I wonder if there is a breaking point. I wonder if enough people in this country find the actions and the behavior repulsive enough to want to change what's going on. This is a man who called John McCain, who was a prisoner of war, who refused to be released early because he didn't want to leave his fellow prisoners behind. Donald Trump, who claimed bone spurs in his feet to not go to Vietnam, couldn't tell you which foot had the bone spurs when asked which foot it was.
He was cheered for
and
that
he was
comment.
Cheered he was for cheered. That comment.
And that's, and so why, I'm just that's wondering, why I'm pessimistic, Katie.
I'm just wondering why people are optimistic that things are going to change.
I'm wondering the same thing.
Welcome back to the Wine Fest of MSNBC, Katie Turr. Congratulations. She was about to solve her question. She says, with the tidal wave of bad news for this presidency. Let's start there. The tidal wave of bad news. So if you go back and you look at the week that was, the tidal wave of bad news was Cohen had flipped and he's going to work with the special counsel. What's that mean? No recordings, no nothing. Donald Trump says he's a scumbag lawyer. You know what? The majority of America believes that. Manafort. Okay, great. Manafort gets convicted. No relationship to the president. I played a clip of Democrats who voted for Donald Trump to a person. You know what they say? I don't care. What's Manafort got to do with Trump? Answer? Absolutely nothing. So here they go. So here's what was funny. What Katie Turr next says after she can't believe after the tidal wave of bad news for the president, how does his number stay the same? She says, is this John McCain thing going to move the needle? Now, what they're talking about is they want, as I told you, the crisis of John McCain's death to move the needle. See, that's already been adjudicated, what Trump said about McCain. It got adjudicated on November the 8th of 2016 when people say, we don't care. We don't care about McCain. And by the way, the more things we learn about John McCain, the worse his legacy is going to get. John McCain this is as good as he will ever get, is on the day that he died. And the left tries to pretend that they give a crap. They don't care about John McCain. They care about what John McCain can do for them in terms of ruining Donald Trump, doing something to make the Donald Trump star become less shiny. They might as well be just taking that star that they keeps getting beat up on the Walk of Fame or the Hollywood Boulevard, whatever it is. They're all just taking turns jackhammering it. And the problem is, it just keeps miraculously reappearing. It's like a shark's tooth. It just keeps growing back. Bam, bam, bam. And the left are circling in on what the issue is. And I'm helping you as well. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, we're teaching here. They're teaching themselves how to circle in on what exactly is the appeal of Donald Trump. Katie Turr's going, what is it going to take? How many more fake news stories can we create? How many more things is it? When is the public going to turn on Donald Trump? Let me tell you something. 16 other people during the Republican primary asked themselves that very same question. Hillary Clinton and the left asked themselves that very same question until the eventuality came to be that Donald Trump sits his buttocks in the White House Oval Office. That's how many people cared about what they were talking about. Yeah. She goes on to say, I thought the 2015 comment by Trump of McCain would have sunk him, but they didn't care. You want to know why? Because the Republicans now know what McCain was. He was not a Republican. He was a rhino. He was more a Democrat than a Republican. You don't have to believe me. Look at what he did in death. He torpedoed the sitting president. He torpedoed the Republican Party. He torpedoed the Tea Party. He torpedoed anybody who voted for Donald Trump, including these deluded ones that they're talking about with the 43% number, which is where this guy comes in and he gives them all the wrong information. What am I talking about? The next guy that spoke after Katie. He says, well, 43% is a high number when you think about the number of deluded people who voted for Donald Trump. So you're deplorables, you're deluded, you're idiots. But he goes on to say, but that's a pretty low number too. Okay. Let me tell you what that number represents. That number represents a higher number than Donald Trump had when he won the presidency. It is a fake number. And he wants to give them a ray of hope. I can play clip after clip of Democrat that says, I like Donald Trump. I voted for him. I'm going to vote for him again. I can play clip after clip of black folks that went, you know what? I didn't give the dude a shot, but I got a job. They like the guy. Nobody on the left wants to see the obvious. See, Katie says, there was a tidal wave of bad news. And what I would say to Katie is, Katie, maybe this is what you need to think. What you see as bad news isn't as bad as you think. See, I'm a logical guy. My degrees are in logic. And if you tell me the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, when Donald Trump gets elected, Mark Cuban said, the stock market will crash. And so did many of the other people. It didn't crash. In fact, it continues to set records. They said the economy will end up in shambles. We are going to see for the first time in decades a GDP that is over 4% for the year. Didn't happen under Obama. 3% under Bush. You're going to see the biggest gains in GDP in our history. You're going to see more new jobs. You're going to see more people employed than at any point in history. You're going to see more business starts than at any point in modern history. And I could go on. This is what you're going to see. And the left goes, well, but what about Russia? And what about these petty things he said against Trump? I tell you what, why don't you go back and look at what he said about Carly Fiorina? Why don't you go back and look at what he said about Ben Carson? Why don't you go back and look at what he said about Rand Paul? Because if you're going to go back and relive this election cycle, do it. It got you nothing. What they should be doing is learning from their mistakes, and they refuse to do it. But these are the people that want you to believe they should be in charge. People that won't even learn from their own mistakes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I honestly wish you could have seen Katie Turr's face as she was talking in that video. Maybe you did see the video. It was fear. It wasn't just like, you know, you got a new stat and you go, yeah, it's hard to believe that, you know, 88% of the people, you know, Republicans like Trump, you know, like you're saying it as a matter of fact. She says it's like 88% of Republicans like Donald Trump. She can't believe it. And by the way, that number is scary to the left because there's a big rhino crowd What do you think the number of Republicans who like Bush would be? Outside of 9/11, it probably never got into the 60s. I mean, at best, 88%, only 12% of Republicans, and that's holdovers from the never-Trumpers, the Romneyites, you know, those types. That's a scary number for the left. But here's the worst number. Notice they didn't give you what the Democrats feel about Trump. See, sometimes it isn't what they tell you. It's what they aren't telling you. What do you think the number would be for the Democrats if you said, how many Democrats, registered Democrats, have voted for Trump? Less than 10%? What do you think? 20%? Where would you put it? Now, I know many of you, you guys are kind of scared. I know. I've been dealing with you long enough. I'm going to tell you, the number of Democrats who support Donald Trump is in the 30%. It's up there with the number of blacks who now support Donald Trump. That's a scary number for the left. Forget that the Republicans are over. I don't think Ronald Reagan had 88% of Republicans who supported him. And he was the closest thing to a god you could get in the Republican circles. And Ronald Reagan, let's face it, that dude had panache. Ronald could talk. You know, he wasn't tweeting and doing things that were disruptive. Even with all that, I bet you money Ronald Reagan was never at 88% with the Republicans. He's probably 82, 83%. The fact that Donald Trump is 88 is shocking to me because I think it's low. I think it's probably 93 to 95%. And that includes the Rhino crowd. So that's what I think. But I think that Democrat vote is what should scare the bejesus out of them. And this guy, earlier we played a clip. Well, we played it during the Katie Turr thing. He's like, well, the independents, they're shifting away from Donald Trump. Says who? Says who? Don't make me get all high with my voice. Says who? Who are you talking about? What are you talking about? The independents are moving away. For what? Moving away to what? If you're an independent, and you're truly independent, and you say, all things on balance, you're going to try to convince me that you care more about Barack Obama or the left and or the no message Democrats than you do about Donald Trump, who is making you rich, who's got you bouncing around from job to job, feeling optimistic like you got some, you know, like you took a zest shower, zestfully clean, you know, or you got some spearmint bubble gum in your mouth and you're all, you know, walking down the street like Mary Tyler Moore, who can turn the world on with her smile, who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's Donald Trump and you should know it. Yeah. People are walking with some get up. They got some hitch, no hitch in their get along, as they say in the country. Man, and we're nervous. We're selling nervousness to people. I'm not telling you be overconfident. That's not what I'm telling you at all. I'm telling you, if you go out and do your job, and you go out and evangelize, and there's not a person that I've talked to that tells me, Kevin, I don't like Donald Trump. I go, why? My first question before, it's a knee-jerk response. It's almost like somebody tried to punch me, and I just dodge and just pop. And I'm like, tell me why. Bam, hitting them in the lips. Like, well, you didn't have to go do that. Oh, yeah, I did. You said something really stupid. So it's just, pap. Yeah, what are you talking about? Explain to me what it is you don't like about Trump. Well, I don't like his attitude. I don't like this. Okay, great. So you don't like all that. What do you like? Is there anything you like? Well, you know, I got to admit, Kevin, I like, you know, I got a raise. Okay. And then when you boil it down, you know what you do? You put a gun, I mean, theoretical gun in their head and say, tell me, you going to vote for him? Would you vote? Who would you vote for on the left? Who do you think could do a better job? Who do you see more presidential that's going to run and win? Yeah. Who is it? Well, it's probably not going to be anybody. Yeah, exactly. Not going to be anybody. Donald Trump has built an economy. You guys aren't going to believe this story. True story. You make $1,000 a week being a cuddler, a professional cuddler. You go, you heard me. You heard me right. A cuddler. You know, think of spooning. You know, like you lay with your mate and you guys, you know, lay like Pringles. $1,000 a week. Professional cuddler. And they're talking about minimum wage. If you can become a professional cuddler, hey, let me just say this. I don't want to hear anybody complain. I don't want to hear a minimum wage story. If you can become a professional cuddler, why isn't it a professional foot rubber? I mean, think about it. People get tired. I know they have those places set up with the kiosk, you know, where you can just go in and sit down for 10 minutes, pay a buck or something, and then massage your feet. But what about a real-life foot massager? What if that person set up shop like a Sushan person right next to the foot massage machine and says, hey, $2, you can get that cheap. For $3 more, I'll do your feet for 7 minutes. It'll be 7 minutes of heaven. And you break it out to where, you know, it's $7 or, you know, $10 for 7 minutes. Whatever, what did I say? $5? Okay, $5. So if they did it for $5 for 5 minutes, times, so $60 an hour, right? So they can make $60 an hour foot, you know, being a foot massager. Just massaging people's feet. They give you a you know, like a cheap version of it when you go get a pedicure. And for those of you who say, Kevin, how do you know this bit of information? Well, I read it in Cosmopolitan. Okay, I've gotten a pedicure. I ain't going to lie. It doesn't make me less of a man. But I'll tell you this. You ever get one, you'll want to get it. Your feet, your feet come out like smoother than a baby's bottom. It's just so good. Now, I don't get my eyebrows arched or anything like that. I just go get my feet done, you know, get the nails clipped down. I don't put, what color do I choose? Funny. You're real funny, Mr. Producer. You know, you're looking for a job. You're looking for a job. You're interviewing. What color do I choose? I don't get a color. But when people do your hands correctly and you go out into, like if you're going to go to a beach, and I had to go to you know, big fundraisers. And man, my fingernails grow fast like a girl's, like claws. That don't make me gay, but they do grow fast. And so I got these fingernails growing all crazy. I can just cut them down. But let me tell you, you go to these meetings and you see these guys and their hands, man, are impeccable. And I think they look at everything because I know I do. I look at the pin you have. I look at, you know, do you have a handkerchief? I look at the thread count of your suit. I've asked many a guy, what kind of suit is that? That is an astounding suit. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. Oh, Kev, this is a chitin. Is that the way you pronounce it? I don't even know how to pronounce it. It was so expensive when I looked it up, there was no reason for me to learn how to pronounce it. Other than to, you know, let people know that I knew what it was. You know, putting on airs, as they say. Yeah. $1,000 a week cuddling. That's a viable career. Think about it this way. Given the number of snowflakes that are graduating from college, the job of a cuddler may very well be in demand in the next decade. I would just want to know, what are the hours? Must I cuddle with you at home, or do we cuddle in public? Do we cuddle on a sofa in a lobby? Where do we cuddle? Because, you know, it's only a very small step to the next level from cuddling. Can you believe this? $1,000 a week people are getting paid to cuddle. What was the story that we did a while back? It was, hugs. Hugs. Somebody was a paid hugger. I don't remember what they made, but I thought to myself, what a gig. $1,000 a week to cuddle. Even if it were $500 a week for hugs, you can give out a lot of hugs pretty quick. Was it by the hug? Do you guys remember? Was it by the hug? I don't think it was. I think it was just like everybody wanted a hug. The person was paid. Probably some rich fat cat. Said, you know what? I just want to give out hugs. I'll take them. I take hugs. I think hugs are good. There are people that you meet, they want to shake hands. I'm a hugger. Get over here, Kev. I like those guys.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.